Steve's in Birmingham. Steve, what would you like to say?
Well, basically, what I'd like to answer to your question, why people are rude to cold callers, it's actually a number of reasons I've found. First of all, it could be the fact that the person who's receiving the call could be expecting a call. So basically the person that's expecting the call, they're expecting something important, and I want to get the other person off the phone as soon as possible, so they're being rude just to get them off.
That's generous and plausible, but not very. I mean, when's the last time you were really expecting a call?
When was the time? Some people could be expecting their family member to get back into
social. I know. I'm saying you've got plausibility on your side, but it's a quality contribution. I don't think there's going to be that high a quantity of examples. I can't remember the last time I was expecting the phone call.
Well, that's just one of the points.
Except at work, obviously. It'd be an odd show.
Cold caller doesn't listen to the person, so you get rude at them without listening.
Sounds like a radio presenter talking over his callers all the time and thinking his own jokes are funnier than anyone else does.
Absolutely.
What?
And also, sometimes when the caller's calling from another country and their accent may be really foreign and hard to understand, you could get upset with the fact that they're calling you and they can hardly speak.
Could just be Birmingham. It doesn't have to be a foreign country, Steve.
Exactly. And also, you could smell a rat because there's both good cold callers and bad ones. And if you sense that this is a bad one, you might be rude to them just to get them off the phone.
How do you spot? Have you done this? I sense that you have some knowledge of what you speak.
Well, absolutely, yes. I've been a cold caller for the past 12 years. Recently, I don't do as much cold calling as I'd like to do because I'm account managing off the back of those cold calls.
So you've been promoted out of your comfort zone?
So to speak.
But you get a piece of everybody else's action now, don't you?
Let's do it.
Seriously, what do you want to flog today?
Well, the thing is, I'm not actually in the market trying to flog you anything. But if I did want to flog you anything, first of all, I'd try and identify a need within you for the product.
Let's not theorise. Let's just do it, right? You ring me now. Make the noise. Make the ringtone noise. Just do it. 12 years. I want to see what I want to see what you've got. I want to see what you're made of. Make the ringtone noise first.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. I'm just waiting now, James.
I'm not in.
Well, that's fine. I'll just go into another
Sorry,
call.
Such a brilliant ring. Steve, I thought you were going to go brr, brr, but when you did ring, 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 I just couldn't get enough of it, so I sort of hung you out to dry. I apologise. Let's try again. Ring me again. Seriously, I'll answer straight away.
Okay, ring, ring.
Hello?
Ring, ring.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello. Hello there, is that James?
It is, yes, hi.
Oh, good morning. Hello there, it's Steve here, calling from XY Company. How are you today?
I'm all right, thank you, Steve. Are you trying to sell me something?
Well, no, well, not at all. The reason for my call was initially just to introduce myself, really, and the company I'm calling from.
That's good.
Now, as I say, I'm calling from XY Company. You may have heard of us.
I don't think I have, Steve.
All right. Well, we specialise in saving people time and money on their. Well, I haven't got a product, so you're not able to.
Can you improvise? You've been doing it for 12 years, man. Honestly, what do you want? You want me to spoon feed you everything?
But the key thing is, you've got to have a product that you believe product, and you've got to identify a need. Now, as I haven't actually got a product to sell you, I haven't actually got a way
Sell me green tea at a much cheaper rate than I currently pay at Fortnum's and Mason's. So somehow you've got hold of the information that I drink gallons of green tea.
Okay. So let's take it back from the top again. I'm calling from a tea company.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that James?
Yes, it is. Who's that?
Oh, good morning to you. It's Steve here, calling from the green tea company. How are you today?
Oh, hello. I'm all right.
Now, James, the reason for my call was just to introduce myself and the company I'm calling from.
Yes.
Now, as I say, I'm calling from the green tea company. You may have heard of us.
I've heard of green tea. I'm not sure I've heard of the green tea company per se.
Do you enjoy drinking green tea?
Love it. Absolutely. How do you know that?
Oh, well, I just asked the question. How many cups would you have, James?
Between 10 and 1, sometimes as many as 12.
Wow, that's quite a few cups a week. So how much would you say your company's spending a week on green tea?
Well, do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't much change out of 20 quid.
£20. If you were able to get the same amount of tea as what you currently get, pay £10, would you be interested?
Well, is the Pope a Catholic, Steve-O?
I take that as a yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so what I'd like to do is arrange for you to receive some of this green tea. All I need to do, is send it to your address to find out, would you rather have it delivered in the morning or the afternoon?
Well, I don't know, really. It doesn't matter. Whatever's easier for you.
Okay, so would you rather have it in the afternoon or morning?
Morning.
Okay. Well, I can arrange for it to be delivered to your address in the morning.
So then you deliver it. Let's go, break out of the zone now. Come on, out of the bubble. All right. Back in the room, Steve. So, you send me a freebie, I like it, and I order some. Is that right?
No, I didn't say it was a freebie. I said to you, if I could get the same amount of green tea as what you currently pay for £20, £10, would you be interested? You said yes.
Back in the game. How do you now raise the fact that you want to take some money out of my pocket?
Well, the fact that I've already said to you, if I could get the same green tea for £10, we've talked. Money.
Yeah, but then you said, shall I send some to your office? I thought I was getting a freebie. Was that a deliberate subterfuge on your part, or have I just misread this?
Of course we're not going to give you the tea away for free. What we said to you is we can give you the same amount of green tea that you currently consume.
Yeah, I'm interested, actually. But I don't know that the tea you're going to send me will be as nice as the tea that I drink. How do I know that I'll be getting like for like, even at the discount? Steve? Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring. Steve?